All right, it's Friday.
Is it?
Yeah, it is Friday. I've been losing track of days lately. But you know what? I'm just going to get right into it. A while back, my friend AG, sometimes co-host, sent me a trailer to a movie called Dark Harvest. So, I was into the trailer. I was like, you know what? This looks pretty cool. To him, he said it reminded him of The Outsiders meets Pumpkinhead, you know, because of the greasers. I was getting more of a Sometimes They Come Back vibe, again, because of greasers, but and the movie doesn't involve asshole ghost back from hell greasers, but whatever. But I was really curious about the story, because I never heard of this movie, and when I heard about it, it was a month before it came out. So I wanted to check up some stuff on it. So I went up on Reddit. I looked up stuff like, you know, like Reddit reviewers or Redditors reviews of the book. And I found a lot of people liked it, but they were also disappointed because there's just a lot of plot holes in the book. I was introduced to some spoilers, which I'm just going to say right now. Yeah, I'm going to go straight into spoilers, or there might be some spoilers. But just in case if you're wondering what I thought about the movie, I thought, I'm just going to get the whole recommendation right now. I thought it was eh. I thought it was a pretty movie to look at. Other than that, the story was just fucking stupid. And I want to say I'd give it like a 2 out of 5. Because, again, it was a pretty movie. Like, a lot of the shots were nice. Really cool scenery, imagery, the blood. The blood was just overdone in one of the scenes, but I got the point. I was like, that's just over the top and anime-ish, but it was still cool, but whatever. But yeah, it's just, I give like a 2 out of 5. It's not worth buying. It's worth as a rental, or maybe if it ever comes out on fucking Shudder or Amazon Prime, check it out. But, then that's all I'm going to say about it. But, you know, I'm just going to go straight into it now. So, Dark Harvest. It's based on a novel with the same name by Norman Partridge. There you go. Norman Partridge, which was published in 2006. And it takes place in Hamlet, a small Midwestern town in 1963. So every Halloween, the town's young boys hunt down a creature that rises from the cornfields named Sawtooth Jack. In the book, it also goes by the October Boy. So, whichever boy kills the creature wins a new Corvette with a tank full of gas, some spending money, and his family is given a new home and a Cadillac. Now, in the book, or from what I saw, that like in little synopsis about the book was the family also win a whole year of no paying bills. So, yeah, whatever. But that's not never mentioned in the movie. All they get is like a Cadillac and a new home. But yeah, whatever. So the movie follows Richie Shepherd, the little brother of Jim Shepherd, who won the previous year. The rules say Richie cannot participate since his family are winners. But he says fuck the rules, you know, because he's a greaser, he's a true rebel, he's a badass. So what's the point of this game in Sawtooth Jack? Kill it and stop it from reaching the church before midnight, or the entire town will be damned by some killer dust storm that will not only kill its crops, but people caught in it. No one is allowed to leave, and the law sees to it that no one leaves. 3 days before Halloween, all the boys are locked in their rooms with no food or water. They are starved, so they can then only be let loose to go and hunt down this creature that has been stuffed with candy in its belly. And the kids are supposed to devour whatever the fuck is been stuffed inside its belly. It's literally a fucking walking killer piñata. That's what Sawtooth Jack is. As far as other details, Like, why does this happen? Why Halloween? Why does a dust storm come to this town if they don't kill it? Why can't anyone else leave? What is, like, what the fuck is this curse, and where did it come from, or who put this curse on this town? Nothing's ever explained. When I put out my feelings on this movie and what I thought and all these plot holes, someone told me that the book has more detail into that, but then someone else countered that argument and said, no, it doesn't. The book is also pretty much very vague. You know what? I'm going to have to just read this book. But again, I don't want to just because I thought the movie sucked. But hey, you know what? Fuck it. I guess I'm just going to have to. But overall, I think it's as if the author was too fucking lazy to think of giving a cool idea or some background, and instead just wrote out what he thought about after a whole night of horror binge watching. He just came up with this shit on the fucking fly. So as I said, I looked up some info on the story after watching the trailer the first time, and yeah, there was a lot of people disappointed at how vague the novel is, and its details on the town as to like why people are not allowed to leave. So at the time when I was looking this up before the movie came out, I thought, hey, maybe they'll change it for the movie. Maybe the writer, you know, the guy who wrote the screenplay, he'll think of something and maybe add his own take on it, which happens to be Michael Gilio, the guy who did the screenplay for Dungeons and Dragons: Honor Among Thieves, which I fucking loved very much. He also did Quick Stop in 2001, something I haven't watched yet or ever heard of. The trailer really reeled me in, man. Again, AG showed me the trailer, and it was loaded with a lot of cool shots. And whoever put this trailer together did a damn good job. And you know what? The special effects, they weren't bad for its budget. What was the budget? I actually don't know. There's one website said that it was rumored to be $40 million, but another more recent talk of the budget on another website said it was $8 million. So who the fuck knows? But the sets were nice. There were a lot of classic 60s era vehicles. And a real quick thing about the soundtrack, the movie takes place in the 60s, and it makes sense to have the song "Since I Don't Have You" by the Skyliners play, to have it played. Yeah, sure. But at one point you hear "Neat Neat Neat" by the Damned. You know, yeah, I dug that, but that song is from 1977, and it's just like a little thing that bothered me. Now, yeah, sure, A Knight's Tale takes place fucking centuries ago with a soundtrack featuring David Bowie and Queen and fucking Thin Lizzy, but that's how the movie's introduced to us from the very start. It starts off with "We Will Rock You" with a bunch of people ready to watch some fucking knights fucking fight each other. But, you know, this movie didn't start out like that. It just fucking happened out of nowhere, but whatever. But yeah, again, that's just a little nitpicky thing for me, but I love both songs, but still. So, anyway, the movie was directed by David Slade, director of 30 Days of Night, The Twilight Saga, Eclipse, Black Mirror, Bandersnatch. I never saw the Twilight movies, but I really dig the Black Mirror movie and 30 Days a Night. So, the director, David Slade, two of his favorite movies are Clockwork Orange, which is one of my favorites of all time, and 2001 A Space Odyssey. I know a lot of people don't like 30 Days of Night, but I really fucking dug it. I never read the comics, but I really liked the movie. It's really badass. So, Dark Harvest released on October 11th at the Draft House for one show only. I wanted to go, but when I saw the available seats, they were pretty much surrounded by other people. It was almost a sold-out fucking show. And I was like, yeah, fuck that. I wouldn't have minded if it was like a front row seat, if there was one free, but even those were fucking sold out. So I'm like, yeah, screw that. I'll just wait for the digital release, which was only 2 days away from that. So I purchased a 4K on Amazon for $15. Honestly, that's not a bad price. Would I recommend you buy this or rent it? Well, I would say it's worth the rental price. I like the cinematography, and it is a movie I am going to watch again. To me, I really liked many of the scenes and how many scenes looked like they were taken out of a comic book. There's a shot of Richie, which is shown in the trailer, staring at Sawtooth Jack, and there's this light shining behind him, and all these fucking crop particles are floating around in the air. That was nice. Or another scene from that you can see from the trailer where Sawtooth Jack is setting this room on fire in slow motion. Or even the fucking ridiculous blood wave I was talking about earlier that comes, like there's this bunker full of kids, and Sawtooth Jack goes in there, and you just see this whole fucking wave of just Hawaiian punch shoot out the fucking doors. Like, yeah, it literally looked like someone just tossed out a big ass bucket of Hawaiian punch. But it looked cool in slow motion. So, yeah, I thought that was, it was fucking silly as fuck, but it was badass. So, this also had a reference to the Misfits. When someone said Jim, you know, the older brother, went to New Jersey and joined a band and has an album coming out called Teenagers from Mars. And, of course, another reference to the Misfits were the Crimson Ghost masks that the boys were using, which I thought was, you know, actually badass. And that's another part of life in the trailer. So, I'm going to go into more spoilers. Because I got to talk about the movie and what I loved and what I hated. So, what I did like, again, the directing / cinematography was great. The screenplay might have been shit, but Slade did what he could and made it look good. You know, like dog food. You know, it's got to taste like shit, but sometimes you're like, I bet that shit would be good in a fucking tortilla or some shit with a lot of salt, right? I mean, I guess that might just be me or whatever. That's this movie. Richie's friends were not even worth mentioning by name because the movie does not give you enough time to care about them. All get fucking butchered pretty much right away. The blonde boy with the baby face, his death was cool but instantly turned stupid when he said Richie. Like, why was it stupid? The kid's brain was on the fucking floor. Half his head got sliced off clean, like from the fucking middle of the nose on up. It was gone. The other homie, who died right before him, his death was cool too. We just see this dude's body get tossed up from the cornfield, and suddenly the torso and legs pull apart from each other in midair. And of course, these were all CGI. Cool death scenes, but shitty special effects. The whole thing with the kids being starved only to be let loose to go hunt this thing with weapons also reminded me of Battle Royale in a way. With it being kids to participate in this game where kids will die. There is this scene where the kids are at the butcher shop trying to loot it. The shop owner, played by fucking Mark Boone Jr., fucking Bobby from Sons of Anarchy, or on fucking Batman Begins, where he's like, you kids don't like falafel, you know him? He's not listed on any of the credits on the internet for this movie, but when you see him, you know who the fuck it is. But of course he dies at the hand of some kids. Shit, even the kids are fucking killing each other over bullshit. Like, there's some kids who are just like, yeah, man, I'm going to be this year's fucking winner. And some other kid just fucking kills him. And then everybody cheers for that guy. It's just like this whole fucking alpha tribal shit. So, one thing I truly hated was the character of Dan Shepard, Richie's father. He's a fucking coward. And of course, he's played by Jeremy Davies. What other actor can you get to play a huge fucking coward? Jeremy Davies, of course. He played Upham in Saving Private Ryan and Charles Manson in fucking Helter Skelter, that TV movie. Which he looks like fucking Charles Manson, holy shit. You know, throw another coward onto that list of cowards and shit. Jeremy will always be your fucking guy. Say, like, oh shit, you know what? We need more cowards. Well, Jeremy could fucking play all of them. There you go. He's the ultimate fucking actor who's good at playing cowards. I think this is all because of Saving Private Ryan. Man, that really left a whole bad track for him, didn't it? He's a fucking pussy in this movie, dude. This dude can do something, but he has so many chances to just say fuck you, and he never takes it. He's a fucking pussy. Oh, man. The overall thing I really did not like about the movie was the insanely vague story. They never say why they can't leave, or where this curse comes from, or who the fuck put it there. Why is Sawtooth Jack a thing? Why is every year's winner killed and damned to rise up as Sawtooth Jack every Halloween? Why have the parents accepted this horrifying truth all these fucking years and they're okay with it? Oh yeah, that's the only part we got details in. Because they are sworn to secrecy or they'll be fucking murdered. That's it. Sure, there's a lot of things I'm leaving out of the movie, but none of it's important, really. Like Richie's mom killing herself over the guilt? It didn't do anything for the story or me. I was just like, oh, dumb bitch killed herself. The crazy thing is how I have not even mentioned the girl yet. I guess you can say, like, the love interest. Because she could have just not been in the fucking movie, and nothing would have changed. What was her name? Emery Crutchfield? She played Kelly Haynes. Yeah, that's her, the love interest. And the only way to show... like, she's literally in there for one reason. To show how this town is racist. Like, yeah, sure, they say some racist shit to the Mexican kid. But they had to go a little extra further to show how really racist they are. Because the black girl really brings out the racism of the town. That's the only reason she exists. It could have just been like a black boy. Just, hey man, let's help each other out. Get the fuck out of here. That would have been cool. It didn't need to be a fucking girl. But she was in there just for whatever. Again, you could have just taken her out. It wouldn't have done shit for the story. Another thing that bothered me were the roadblocks. Officer Ricks blocks the road with his car and gets out. Why couldn't our fucking rebellious hero just driven around him? Especially at the end. He could have driven around the fucking tractor that was only blocking the road but none of the fucking sides. And he's in a fucking Corvette. He could have outran that old ass fucking cop car. Really, this is all I gotta say about this. There really ain't much to the story. It's simple, and the parts you may have questions about are never answered. This movie is mainly for horror fans who love nothing but horror and do not ask questions as long as there is blood on the screen. This is who this movie is for. Again, I give it like a fucking 2 out of 5. In a weird fucking way, I'm glad I bought it. It's going to be something I am going to watch again for the cool scenes. Like remember on Desperado where that chick is riding Bucho and he slaps her ass when he's done letting her know to fuck off? Like, that's how I feel about this fucking movie. She ain't got no personality, only good looks, and good for one thing. So, yeah, I'm done. Fuck this movie. I like it too,